Welcome to our worship of God on this Sunday morning as we gather here in the sanctuary and connect in to worship our glorious and mighty God. So a welcome to you all in this time. Just want to highlight a few announcements. The Tuesday community meals will restart this week, and St. John's is serving, and then we're going to be serving a few more meals coming up to fill out the schedule. So anyone that wants to volunteer and help with that, whether you've helped before or not, just kind of show up at 5 o'clock on Tuesday, and it always just happens. So that will restart this Tuesday. Next Sunday is our annual meeting Sunday, so the Sunday morning schedule is different. There will be no 8 o'clock service. There will be Sunday school at 9 a.m., worship here in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. If you happen to come at 10:30, you can still come into the sanctuary. If you've missed the first half hour, that's okay. Following our service, hopefully around 11:10, 11:15, we will start the annual meeting, and then the fellowship committee will be hosting a luncheon after the meeting. There are meeting packets available on a table in the narthex. They will also be available digitally through our church website. Remember that January's mission of the month is the Church World Service cleanup kits as we collect and prepare for natural disasters. In our worship this morning, we begin by reading the Psalm of Thanks, Psalm 100. Part of this is found on the center door, above the center doors of our sanctuary as we enter into his gates. So Psalm 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Let's pray. Glorious God, we come before you as one of those generations, thanking you, praising you for your faithfulness throughout all the generations that have come before. And Lord, as your faithful people, we bow before you in this time of worship, lifting up our songs and our prayers, but also taking in, soaking in the truth and the vitality of your holy word. Lord, as we worship this day, may our hearts and our minds shout in joy of your glory nature. In Christ we pray, amen. Thank you.
If you are able, I invite you to stand for our call to worship. We have come to praise God, who has done and will continue to do wonderful and amazing things for us. In Jesus the Christ, God has shown us love, giving light for our darkness and strength for all our days. Let us sing praise to God, bowing before him in prayer, opening our hearts to God's saving word. As people of God and as a congregational family, let us praise the Lord. We have two opening hymns this morning. We'll begin with number 590, This Is the Day, and then we will transition into number 584, which is It is good to sing thy praises. Having come to worship as a congregation this morning, let us affirm what draws us together as Christian people, our faith in the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let us affirm our faith together as proclaimed in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins,
the life everlasting.
The life everlasting. Amen. Be seated.
Let us bow before the Lord in prayer. Ever loving and always gracious God, we bow before you in this time. Coming together as a congregation, coming together as believers, coming together as people seeking. Lord, we come. We come to talk, we come to pray, we come to listen. Lord, as congregation and as individuals, Lord, we pray that we would be attentive to your will that is defined, described, shared, given, instructed in the Bible, a will that is meant for our glory, meant for our good, a will that guides us, a will that sustains us. And yet, even in our humanness, knowing that you have a good and pleasing will for us, we stray. We sin, we give in to temptation, we falter in times of testing. And in those times of temptation and testing, we realize once again how at times we can forsake you. And so we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your love, and the truth and the promise of your word, that as we confess our sin and repent, as we turn to Jesus Christ, our Lord, you promise your forgiveness. And not only to forgive that particular sin, but to restore us, to take away the shame and any guilt, to restore us with newness, with a clean and a pure heart. And Lord, in this time of prayer, a time of confession, Lord, I pray that each one of us would cleanse our souls and confess our sin and repent in the days to come, that we would be before you holy in seeking your righteousness. Lord, we thank you for the power of creation. For when the world began, you were there. And you spoke the world, you spoke us into being throughout the generations. Lord, we know that in this world there is trouble, there is discord, there is heartache. And we know that that grieves you, the author, creator, perfecter, and of life. So, Lord, we pray for our world. We pray for our nation. We pray for our local communities. We pray for this church and local churches. That is each day your light is revealed through Jesus Christ, that light would shine ever brighter in us and through us, that the goodness that we are able to do to bring you glory would shine that light ever brighter. And Lord, we pray this morning for those individuals, those families, those situations that we're aware of and not aware of, that you already know our thoughts. You know our requests, our joys, our sorrows. Lord, we continue to lift up to you Leah and Missy and Michael, Ann, Jody, Gretchen, and Matt. And not just them, but their families, their parents, their children, their friends. That in the situations each are going through, Lord, may your blessing be upon them. A blessing of healing, spirit of perseverance and patience and endurance, that in these times they would be reminded of your presence guiding them through with your counsel and your wisdom. And through Jesus Christ, who binds us together, hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power, the glory forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. I want to go back to the end of chapter 3. Jesus is baptized by John, and the Spirit of God descended like a dove and alighted on him. Now in chapter 4, Jesus, having been baptized, faces temptation by the devil. We also need to be prepared to face temptation, because Satan and his demons know the Word of God, and he'll try to use it against us. The Spirit is with us the same way he was with Jesus. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you're the Son of God, tell those stones to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but only on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city, had him stand at the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." And Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him. This is God's holy word.
And I ask any children to come down this morning, if you would, for the children's message. And I'm going to have you sit on the floor, if you would, rather than on the steps today. Okay, I'm going to sit you right down here. So you're kind of facing this chair someplace or other. Oh, we've got somebody. Oh, you okay? All right. All right, sit any. Oh, okay. She's fine, wherever she is. Good morning, and Happy New Year to all of you. Do you know that some people make what's called New Year's resolutions? That means they want to change their life in some way. You know, it's December 31st, and then they turn their calendar, and it says January 1st, and they think, oh my, I need to make some changes in my life. This is a new year. I need to be a new me. And sometimes they take things out of their lives. Like maybe they say, I've been spending too much time playing video games. Maybe I ought to do something else with my time. Or maybe they say, you know, I've been eating too many desserts, too much ice cream, too much candy, too much sugar. Maybe I better eliminate some of that in my life. Sometimes, though, they want to add something to their life. They might say, I'm going to start exercising a couple times a week. Or maybe they say, you know what? This year, I'm going to read the Bible from the beginning to the end before the year's over. Or maybe they say, I want to spend more time with my family. Well, I made a New Year's resolution this year, and guess what it is? I'm going to do something big. Not just big. Big, big, big. Really big for God. Maybe I'll feed a starving country. Maybe, who knows what I might do? Maybe I'll come up with a cure for a disease. I don't know what it is yet, but I know it's going to be really, really big. Have any of you ever wanted to do something big for God? One of you want to do something big for God this year? Come on, hop on my chair. Tell us who you are. Tell them who you are.
I'm Ian.
He is Ian. And Ian is going to do something big for God this year. And Ian, I'm going to help you do something big for God this year, okay? So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this cloth, and I'm going to cover up your head, okay? And then I'm going to pray to God over you, and then I'm going to squirt you with a little holy water. Now, this came out of my kitchen sink this morning, and I just said, please, God bless us. So we're going to pretend it's holy water. And then when we're done, I'm going to take off the cloth, and you're going to be a whole new you. Okay, are you ready for this? You're not afraid to be in the dark for a little bit, are you? You seem like a pretty brave kid, Ian. So here I am. Gonna put this over you. Here we go. All right, are you okay under there? Are you okay under there?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Dear God, I see Ian in the hallways of church, and it appears to me he's a pretty good kid, but I don't think he's perfect. I think, Lord, in order to do something really big for you, he needs to work on perfection. He needs to be a little bit more perfect. So, God, make him perfect in every way. Here comes the holy water. Okay. Dear God, if Ian is going to do big things for you, he needs to have money. He needs to be rich, Lord. So, give him lots of money, give him gold, give him silver, give him jewels, give him whatever it takes to do that big project for you, Lord. Holy water. Dear Lord, when I look at artwork, like pictures, oil paintings, sculptures of those Old Testament Bible characters who did big, big things for you, oh my. They look beautiful in the pictures. They look radiant in their pictures. So I ask you to make him even more handsome, if that's possible, so people will look at him and say, wow, he must be doing something great for God. Holy water. Okay, I think that's all I can do for you in one session, okay? So we're going to reveal what he looks like. Are you excited? Do you think he's really going to look different? I think he is. Are you ready? One, two, three. Oh. Ian, you look the same. Maybe I did something wrong there. Maybe that water wasn't quite so holy. I don't know. But you know what I think? I think each one of us are special to God just the way we are. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to be rich. We don't have to be beautiful. And we really don't have to do big, big things. We can do little things each and every day. Maybe you see somebody in the playground that's all by themselves. Ask them to play with you. Maybe somebody, your brother or sister, is having trouble with homework. Help them out a little bit. Those are all little things that we can do. Open the door for somebody. Smile at somebody. And if each of you do something little, and I do something little, and all these people do something little, guess what? All of a sudden, it's a big thing that changes our world. We don't have to do big things in life. We can do lots of little things and create a lot of good. Okay? Let's pray. Dear Lord, we just thank you that you think we are special just the way we are. And we ask that when we see opportunities to do good for you, that we will tackle those situations and people will see you, Jesus, living in our lives. Amen. And thank you, Ian, for helping me out today.
Our sermon hymn this morning is number 92, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. If you are able, would you please rise and sing?